previously on Visionaries.
I have guards here. The Grand Herald has guards here. Why not put together a tracking unit? Red, green, and blue eyes.
You made a deal behind my back?
I made a call in the field.
It was a stupid call. Price stays.
Commander!
That's enough, Warren!
Captain Blaine!
What is it?
We will be under attack. Blue mist charging from the side.
Rael, I thought you said they agreed to our terms.
They did.
Commander, thank you. I was wrong. I should have never taken their word.
Arrest Orin, too.
The rebellion is happening, my friend. Go to Section Zero and meet Tasha of the First Blood.
Rizzio.
We need you.
I do think you are a spy. A spy for the Archseer.
That's unacceptable. You had more than enough time.
She doesn't trust me.
I don't care.
Well, he can't kill Loken. That would start a war with Sun Rising. We already have another war to worry about.
Bring Tasha to me. I want her to fully understand the situation. There is no room for error.
The guardsmen. I've been hearing whispers that they are not happy with how Bol is being treated.
You have to get the Archseer to release Loken. Then convince Loken to forgive and forget.
Visionaries, Episode 5, Challenge of Command.
Guardsmen from Burning Candle, Steady Mist, and Weeping Soil stand on the edge of a cliff with their hands tied behind their backs. They look down and see nothing but mist. Commander Roslin of the Blue Mist walks up behind Rael of the Truth Seekers.
Any last words?
You are in direct violation of our ceasefire. If you think Truth Seekers will let this go unanswered, you are sadly mistaken.
Are those your last words, Truth Seeker?
Not just the Truth Seekers. You'll have the First Blood and the Green Vein looking for you. Get on with it.
Roslin kicks Rael from behind. Roslin moves on to the Green Vein Guardsman.
Any last words?
Please. I was acting on the orders of the Archseer. I have a family.
I'll pray for your family.
Please.
Roslin walks up to Orin of the Blue Mist.
Any last words?
Yes. For my fellow guardsmen, with your permission, at least let me say goodbye to my friends.
Guardsmen, listen up!
Orin turns around and faces everyone.
I betrayed my commander. I made a deal with the enemy.
I made a deal with the enemy because my commander was too busy worrying about her visitors. I betrayed my commander because she betrayed our village when she allowed those two fugitives to stay.
Everything I did, every decision I made, it was for Blue Mist.
You caught up to them because of me. That wasn't luck. I took them down the long route. I gift-wrapped that entire tracking unit for Commander Roslin. And what does she do?
She picks the Greyborn over me. What makes you think any of you aren't next?
That's some goodbye.
Well, they need to know the truth about their leader.
The only truth here is you were my second in command, and you went behind my back with the enemy. I cannot allow that, Orin. Not again.
I did
what I thought was best for my people.
I know.
I don't need the kick.
Roslyn walks behind the captain of the tracking unit, Blaine of the First Blood.
Any last words?
What? But we had a deal. Grayson, I'm valuable. Wait! I'm valuable. I have information. Ask Grayson. Don't you want information?
I want you all to remember this moment. A blue mist making a First Blood beg. Lock him up.
Roslyn walks up to Grayson.
He dies regardless if he talks or not.
Thank you, Commander.
Radon sits down with his generals, Marion of the Green Vein, and Grand Herald Lore of the Truth Seekers.
Any progress on securing the occult phrase?
As you imagined, General Loken is stubborn and committed to the rebellion.
Well, that's disappointing. He leaves me no choice.
Archseer!
I don't want to hear it, Lore. The trial must move forward.
Please, Archseer, I implore you to exercise patience. We don't want war with our fellow visionaries.
Archseer, if Price Greyborn manages to get Grayson into Sunrising, I'm sure he will use the opportunity to turn Sunrising against the Mantle. They'll question why they haven't heard from their leader, and Price will fill their heads with lies.
How does killing Loken solve that problem? Why do you want him gone so bad?
I'm foreseeing a bigger problem that lays ahead, Grand Herald, a job you refuse to do.
You arrogant!
Grand Herald, that's enough. Sit down.
Archseer, when Price and Grayson make it to Sunrising...
When?
With all due respect, the tracking unit should have captured and returned both men by now.
Don't underestimate Blaine. He is quite good.
I'm not disputing that, but the Greyborn's lack of power gives them an advantage. They have decades of sneaking through cities undetected for their safety. Price has experience. And the search has gone on for too long. We need a plan B.
What do you suggest?
Beating them to the punch. There are some warriors that no longer buy into Loken's teachings. They're tired of his ways. I can contact them.
Contact them for what?
Capturing the fugitives and neutralizing the potential war.
That would start the war.
I'm applying your same plan for the Deadeye remainders across the sea.
Archseer, when Merrin failed as your general, maybe you can make up for it. Talk to Loken. If any one of us can convince him, it would be you.
Loken was actively rebelling against him. You're just buying time.
Loken was in the wrong place at the wrong time. We all know he's a man of honor. Archseer, imagine the upside, the trust if you handle it. You are our leader. I'm asking you to lead us away from war with our fellow visionaries.
Fine. I'll talk to him.
Healer Ariz walks up to Tasha's house.
Healer Ariz.
I was told to come see you.
Yes. Come in.
Slave Riccio walks out into the living room.
Ariz, thank you for coming.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
You're safe. No one knows I'm here.
Safe? This is the opposite of safe. Slaves are not allowed in Section Zero.
No one saw me.
How are you so sure?
I'll show you.
My love.
It's fine. We need him.
Riccio and Ariz enter a baby's room. Riccio moves the crib to the side and lifts up a rug. There's a trap door.
Where does this lead?
That doesn't concern you.
It does now that I've been dragged here.
She means it has nothing to do with what we need from you.
What do you need from me?
To help us fight.
I don't believe in violence, Riccio. You know that. Anything else, I'm here for you.
Which side are you on?
I've been helping Deadeyes long before today.
That isn't enough.
Stop it!
We are both on the same side.
Ariz, you are not needed for combat.
Well, what do you need?
Your supplies.
Sleep leaves, to be exact.
What? You're going to make First Blood guards chew on a bunch of leaves?
We figured out a way to weaponize it.
Rizzio.
We can't beat their eyes, but if we strike fast enough...
Who's that?
We're not expecting anyone.
Well, that's a guardsman. He knows you're here. He knows I'm here. We'll all get executed for this.
Relax. This isn't our first time.
My love.
I know.
I'll see you soon. Be safe.
Always.
Tasha exits the room. Rizzio climbs down the ladder.
We need you, healer.
Ariz shuts the trap door and lays the rug on top of it. Then he lifts the crib and moves it back on top of the rug. Tasha stands in the doorway, preventing First Blood Guardsman Gavin from entering her home.
Why does he need me?
He wants to question you about the time you were arrested by the guard commander.
Lady Seer told—
I don't care what she said! The Archseer has summoned you.
Fine. Let's go.
What's that?
What?
Is that a slave's mask?
I didn't say you can come in. This is why your guard commander was arrested.
Stop! Why do you have this slave's mask?
I found it on the ground just outside of Section Zero. I was planning on returning it.
You should have returned it immediately.
I had to come home. It was urgent.
Are you harboring a slave?
No!
Healer.
Ariz waves a plant he lit on fire.
Guardsman Gavin.
What are you doing here?
A spiritual cleanse. Healing isn't just physical.
Ariz drops the plant on the floor and stomps the fire out.
All right, my dear. All done.
Thank you, healer.
The Archseer is waiting.
Truthseeker guardsmen set up camp in the woods several miles away from Blue Mist Village. Zara, a Truthseeker guard, sits atop her horse and gathers her men.
Guardsmen! Rael has not returned to us. It is our job to assume he won't. It is our job to avenge him and reclaim our woods from the blue mist.
Aye!
Set the catapults! Sharpen your swords tomorrow night! We will take back what is ours. In truth, there's glory!
In truth, there's glory!
Tasha stands by the open door in the council hall. Third Eye Met stands up while Archseer Radon remains seated.
Archseer, this is the woman I was talking about. Tasha of the First Blood.
Yes. Come in.
The Archseer has some questions for you.
I'll answer to the best of my knowledge, Archseer.
Mats, give us the room. Sit. A I want to talk to you about the guard commander and why you were arrested.
I'm not sure why he arrested me. I wasn't charged with anything.
He just came into your house and took you away?
That's correct.
No words were exchanged?
He was questioning me about the eternal sleep ceremony.
Right. You were there with Grayson.
I was.
So what happened?
The slaves burned the wrong log.
I have to say the wrong log excuse sounds a little rehearsed. Like something you and Grayson practiced.
People rehearse telling lies. I am not lying to you, Archseer.
Then why was Bull so adamant that there was more to the story?
Because that's what he wanted to believe. He abuses his power to get what he wants. Has been for years.
I'm going to hold a public gathering in which you are to inform everyone there about Bull. Explain in detail every horrible thing that he has done to you. Can you do that?
Yes.
Good. I'll have Metz coordinate with you. Thank you for coming.
Why now?
Excuse me?
Bull has been like this for years. Why is he now being punished?
You should be happy you're getting what you want, not questioning why it's happening.
As long as Section Zero exists, there will always be another guard commander treating us like he did.
Well, there isn't much I can do about that. Section Zero is necessary. Deformity control.
Your brother was born with the same eyes as the babies you killed. Why wasn't his deformity controlled?
That's not true now, is it? I know you know what Grayson really is. Make no mistake, Tasha, we are not friends, we are not partners. The only reason you haven't been blacked bagged is because I need you to share your story, which you will. And you will keep what you know about Grayson to yourself. Understood?
Yes, Archseer.
Tasha, I'll be watching and waiting for you to do otherwise.
Metz walks down the hall.
Third Eye.
Guardsman Gavin of the First Blood approaches him.
What is it, Gavin? You told me to keep an eye out for any strange activities in Section Zero.
Yes?
When I went back to pick up Tasha of the First Blood, I found this in her living room.
Gavin pulls out the slave's mask.
She claims she found it.
Did you search her house?
Yes. I didn't find a slave. Only Healer Aris.
What was the Healer doing there?
Some sort of spiritual cleanse. I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But I caught Aris walking to Section Zero past curfew the other night.
Did he say why?
Some woman forgot her medicine. He was bringing it to her.
Thank you, guardsman. I'll bring this to the Archseer's attention.
Ira sits against the wall in her cell.
We're not so different, you and I. We both want our freedom.
You are on the side of the oppressors. That's the difference.
Which side was Grayson on?
Grayson supported the rebellion.
How? He gave up Udo's name. He loved burning candle. And you're stuck in a cell.
How do you know all of that?
It works both ways, Saya. You have to answer my questions, too.
You're the desperate one here, not me.
My life isn't in danger. What you know is the only reason you're alive. That information is the only reason I am here. If I can get that information out of you, the Archseer will try another way. Until he doesn't and decides to kill you. Whoever you're working so hard to protect, I hope...
I'd rather choose death than side with you.
And here I thought you were smarter than Udo.
I know you played a part in his death.
That was your boyfriend that coughed up his name, not me.
Radon confronted Grayson about the rebellion because you told him about the rebellion.
You know, I am more than just a slave. I have a direct line to the Archseer. I can protect you. Help me, and I'll help you.
If by some miracle I survive and get out, I will make it my life mission to find you, look you in the eyes while I make them go lifeless.
Elder Seer Jarno sits near a water fountain. Guardsman Roos refills his glass of wine.
That's enough.
Former Guard Commander Orau of the First Blood approaches the guardsman. Roos salutes him.
At ease, guardsman.
Is that the voice of order I hear?
Elder Seer, permission to speak with you privately.
Roos, give us a moment.
The guardsman pouring your wine. That's where we're at now.
It's not what it looks like. We respect our guardsmen very much, Commander. You know that.
I know you respect them. It was an honor serving as your guard, Commander. Even serving Jackson. But what Archseer Radon is doing to Bol, it's a little disrespectful.
Bol is accused of abusing his power. That's disrespectful to all in Burning Candle.
Even if that's the case, why is he being treated as if he is some slave? I can't even visit him.
The Archseer has his reasons.
From what I hear, he's protecting some woman from Section Zero.
Section Zero or not, that woman is still a First Blood. You can't arrest a First Blood without charging them with a specific crime.
The Guard Commander is meant to be the voice of order. You think order is achieved without a little force?
You kept it at a little. Bol abused it.
Enough to strip away his visiting rights? The crime does not fit the punishment, Elder Seer, unless there's more to it.
You're fishing for answers I don't have, Oro.
Bol is being silenced, Elder Seer. And I'm going to find out why?
There will be a trial for Bol. All questions will be answered.
Slave Udo had a public trial and was granted the right to say what was on his mind to the citizens of Burning Candle. I expect Bol will be given the same opportunity.
We treat our own better than the Deadeye slaves.
I hope so.
Radon enters Loken's cell.
General?
Radon.
I understand you're upset. I would be too. I did give you a way out.
You wanted me to give you answers I didn't have. Answers I still don't have.
You have no information about Price and Grayson's whereabouts?
None.
Or Price's plan to rebel?
Nothing.
We've received multiple reports linking you and Price together the night of their escape.
Whichever First Blood spoke to you gave you a baseless report.
It wasn't just the First Blood, Loken. Mirren told me you tried to recruit him.
He lied to you, Archseer. And you... you were foolish enough to fall for it.
Excuse me.
I did a lot of reflecting in this cell. My role is general. Your role as Archseer. Honor compelled me to follow your orders. Not anymore.
Even if I am willing to give your men freedom? Or do they have to die for your pride?
My pride? You will lead this city to war over yours.
I'll see you on the execution post.
The only time a Sun Warrior breaks his honor is to fight dishonor. My last act will be to fight you in any way that I can.
You think I need your occult phrase to take over Sun Rising? I'll mount your head on a stick and display it for every Sun Warrior to see. Your city's death is on you. Open!
Thank you for listening to Visionaries. For more information, go to visionariesaudiodrama.com. Ash to Flame.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.